This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for August 13th. Flood warnings continue for extreme southern Columbus County, where the Waccamaw River has left its banks and is threatening homes in Nakana, Poway, and Crucia. The river is expected to crest tomorrow. Additional flood warnings are possible in other areas. Right now, the Lumber River at Fair Bluff is actually looking pretty good. Ditches are full in most communities, and water has been reported across the road in a number of areas. Just remember, avoid driving on flooded roadways, and if you encounter water crossing a road, just turn around and don't drown. Tropical Storm Aaron has formed in the Atlantic. It is expected to become a hurricane pretty quickly and be the first one of the season. Thankfully, the storm is expected to do nothing more than disturb some fish. Now, rip current risks will be on the rise if you're going to the beaches this weekend, so keep an eye out. The Columbus County NAACP is going to host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness on August 21st. Partners include the West Waveland Initiative, Southern Coalition for Social Justice, Blueprint North Carolina, and the North Carolina Conservation Network. Refreshments will be provided. Registration by RSVP is required. Call 919-323-3380, extension 142 to RSVP. The meeting will be from 6 to 8 p.m. on August 21st at St. Mark's AME Zion. That's located on West Virgil Street in Waveland. A woman was jailed for allegedly assaulting a deputy with her shoes Sunday morning. Karen Buffkin, age 37, of Swamp Fox Highway, was charged with a single count of assault on an officer. She allegedly refused to leave a home on Fairfield Drive West when she was instructed to do so, then attacked the deputies as they attempted to escort her from the property. No serious injuries were reported. Wayne Kinzel is in jail under more than $500,000 bond, charged with felony intentional child abuse inflicting serious injury. Hallie Cantor, the infant's mother, was arrested last week. The child remains in UNC Hospital in serious condition. She's suffering from seizures and multiple bruises and contusions. The investigators determined that the 11-month-old had been repeatedly beaten before being taken to Scotland Memorial Hospital, where officials contacted Columbus authorities. August 17th is the deadline for Waveland Parks and Rec football signups for ages 7 to 12. Cost is $38.50 for city residents, $48.50 for kids from the county. You will need a valid copy of a birth certificate for each child to sign up. Call 910-642-9052 for more. Sheepdog Foundation is going to hold an open house at its new headquarters at 426 Lee Street in Waveland on Friday from 6 until 7:30 p.m. The event will showcase the different opportunities offered by the foundation for youth and adults. Call 910-207-6317. Food Bank of Wilmington will have a pop-up market Saturday from 9 to 11 at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There's no income, residency, or ID requirements to receive assistance. The church is located at 6224 Chaffern Highway. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.